8.5 minutes past 7 o'clock on a Tuesday morning. You're on the morning show on Radio Life and Style from Ballito, coming to you live on FM in the Ballito area and streaming everywhere else via our apps available on the stores, in the stores, you know, the App Store, Play Store, Game Store, whatever you want to call it, store. Radio Life and Style. And in the studio with us right now from Jossie Designs. It's the fourth time in a row, you know, every Tuesday we've been having fun with Paula Martini, and today is going to be no different. Welcome back.
Thank you, Dave. Oh, it's been such a pleasure being here every Tuesday morning, I must say. It's been absolute joy.
And we're talking today decorating.
Yes, we're talking about the cherry on the top of the cake, the best part of all.
So obviously, just to recap, we've been looking at the entire exercise around design when it comes to interior and architectural, etc., etc., and that's very important to make sure that your build is going to be exactly what it is that you had in your mind or what you had envisioned in your dreams.
Yes.
But now that we've got all the structure and the points right, the plug points and the outlets and the inlets and the everything just the way it should be, now you're going to make it look cool.
Absolutely. It's when you've done all that execution and final fittings and your corners are straight and your cupboards fit perfectly and everything is completely aligned and you now get to put all the niceties inside. So your curtains, your blinds, your wallpapers, your furniture that you've had bespoke made that will fit that room exactly as it should, and all the lovely little trinkets and coffee tables, carpets, all of those beautiful things. That is the absolute best part about this whole profession, I think, is actually seeing a project from a plan on a piece of paper to a render in a virtual setting to actually tangible. You know, the best part about design is making the intangible tangible. So you have this idea in your head, and you know, intangible being your renders and the concept design and all the rest. And then you actually get to see that tangible, where you get to feel and touch and see and even smell. You know, we on our online store, we have a range of coffees even that have been beautifully blended and have signature scents that are peaceful. You know, they have different
This is coffee emotions. That you can drink. This is not,
yes.
not
yes,
not perfume for the room.
No, we're working on that too, but yes, coffee that you can brew so you can actually have peace in the home. And you know, there's nothing more welcoming than a cup of coffee, and I know you love your coffee.
I do, absolutely.
That makes two.
I would never leave.
Exactly. So there's nothing more welcoming than a cup of coffee. So whether you want to invite a guest to your house or actually work, you know, have a beautiful morning.
Then do you have to have one of those special machines to brew it in?
Yes. You know, I must say I'm a fan of bean to cup. I'm not a fan of the pods, firstly, from a sustainable and environmental point of view. I'm an advocate for oceans and single use. So, yes, bean to cup, I think, is
the way to go.
Absolutely.
Now, what is bean to cup?
Bean to cup is the machines where you actually, they grind it for you. So, Smeg, for example, I don't know if I'm allowed to say. But
you can say anything you like.
So
as long
Smeg,
as you say it with pride and confidence.
Absolutely. So, Smeg has an amazing new machine, bean to cup. And you put your beans in the top and it grinds it for you. Pumps it out, it makes cappuccino, Americano, espresso, all the different, you can do extra strength, all the rest. And yeah,
you know what
cup
I
of coffee pops out.
Problematic with these machines is that firstly, they cost more than a motor car. And secondly, they get hammered when the power fluctuates.
Ah.
Have you ever taken that into consideration in part of your planning?
Well, you've got inverters and
I was about to say, get an inverter.
But, absolutely, but with design.
But the most important thing nowadays is surge protection. Because electricity being switched on and off and on and off, the surges that come through the system damage those sensitive pieces of kit. You don't see it initially. It doesn't blow it up.
Now, just remember, you're talking to a designer here. So if we had gone and taken notes from the last 3 weeks, we would have taken into account that we want to work off the grid and go eco-friendly. So we would have had our full battery pack, solar panels, and water, all the rest. So we would actually have a self-sustainable house that wouldn't actually have power surges because you'd be off the grid.
You see how important this is, or it can be.
Absolutely.
It's all budget-dependent, though. You can't exactly go completely off the grid if you don't have the budget to invest.
No, no. But, you know, it's something I think that people are going to have to work towards. And it's going to be one of those things, one of these days, that do I put a pool in or do I actually look at self-sustainability. So, you know, and if you're looking at all these estates, do we really need a pool? If we've got clubhouses, we've got tennis courts, we've got gyms, we've got all these beautiful things.
I've got to say that it entirely depends on the individual, because there's nothing nicer than a private pool if you want to skinny dip or something like that. I'm just saying, for arguments, not that I do, but I mean, you never can tell, because your neighbors might be offended terribly if they're over the wall. No,
but absolutely. But I think you know, you can look at from an appliance point of view, and that's where the decor comes in, and where our role comes in is actually finding things that match budget. And Binta Cup is an amazing machine, but you know, we've got grinders.
But what
we've
about those wonderful old school
Bodums?
Those things.
Yes. French press.
No, it's not the French press. I'm talking about the little thing you put on a stovetop. It looks like an old-fashioned kettle almost. It unscrews. It's got...
But you still need to grind the beans.
Yes.
Sure, of course you do.
A bialetti.
There we go.
Espresso.
You see, now when you've got a name like Martini, you know that you've got depth of Latin flair.
Absolutely. And if it's anything like my son, he reckons you cannot beat stovetop coffee.
And you know what? I see a lot of youngsters going back to that thing.
Absolutely.
I see in my own family, my son also has a machine like that. And I thought, but that came from like my grandmother's era. You can't beat it.
No. And I think if you look at the youth in general, I think they all are going back to their roots. Hmm. You know, it's almost like we've got a Woodstock revival when you look at some of them, which I think is amazing, because that is what creates change. And that's
what I'm going to ask you about design and the lovely little things that are going into this shishi spot that you've now created. There is a bit of a harking back to the past. And what about those retro items that have been inherited, etc.? Do you chuck them all out?
No.
Or do you?
I think you revamp them. Mm. You
paint technique them.
Absolutely. Material. There's so many different things that you can do. You know, reupholster. And we were talking about fabrics last week, and we have such an amazing range of different types of fabrics. You could even make it an outdoor set with the outdoor fabrics that are available that are UV protection, water resistant, fire retardant.
Wow.
You know, there's fabrics that you literally can't even set alight.
Because the old school art of building furniture, and they used to build furniture, not slap it together with staples and things from broken or, you know,
tomato
absolutely
boxes.
Well, I wasn't going to say anything about pallets, but you know, nowadays building furniture from pallets is quite trendy, and it's recycling, and it's a good idea. But the quality of the wood is not very good. It's not going to last long. The old school with that Meranti and teak,
yes,
and heavy. And
with your wooden joints. They didn't even use biscuit joints. They used wooden.
Beautiful.
They used the wooden joints that
the
actually slotted in.
The doweling, and oh man, this is good stuff. We mustn't throw those away.
No, absolutely not. And I think, you know, our philosophy at Jossie Interior Design is local first and foremost. And then we look at, if we can't secure it locally, we look at Europe. I think the quality and style and design that is coming out of Europe is incredible. Even the technology on the couches. We've got an amazing couch company up in Portugal that can manufacture sleeper couches that open electronically in five seconds. It pops open. Incredible stuff. So, you know, I think the mass production from the other side of the continent is not the way to go. You know, it's a quick fix.
Well, I suppose it can be if you're on a very tight budget. You can get creative with it, but then you've got to be selective as well.
Well, I think if we look at some of our local suppliers in South Africa, not only are they affordable, I know there are quite a few of them in Belito, actually. Belito has an amazing manufacturing industry of furniture, which is incredible. Also, if you look at the likes of Mr. Price that are bringing out the locally produced items, and they are, you know, they're advertising it and bringing it. And I think consumers need to become conscious of it.
But isn't it a good idea to have maybe one or two good pieces rather than a whole lot of, I don't want to use a swear word, but you know what I'm saying.
Absolutely. I think minimalism is definitely making a comeback. It's not about how much you have, but rather, you know, what you have. It's quality versus quantity. Even if you look at artwork, we've got a post up on our blog about artwork. And art is becoming such a feature in your home, and it's a representation of the owner. And your house and your style. And, you know, you can invest in one or two pieces that, that actually transform an entire room, even just putting wallpaper on one wall, you know, you or looking at the lighting or one lampshade versus...
Wallpaper, not if you've got two-year-olds or little ones with crayons or...
Well, you know, some of them...
Do you get wallpaper that can wash?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. You get textured wallpapers, you get 3D wallpapers, you get...
Really?
Yeah, there's an amazing, amazing range of... You know, the good old days where it was just, you know, slap and stick, and there was one kind, and it was all flowers, and that was that. Nowadays, there are so many different options available, and like I say, even textured that are bamboo are... fabric or 3D.
I've seen some very effective feature walls where you have one extraordinary piece on a wall. The entire wall is a work of art. It's paper, wallpaper. It's
yes.
not necessarily paper.
Yes.
But that's a very good
Well, looking at your trend. Studio here, and I see you've got that damn vandal. And we actually did a home with that damn vandal, and he did a graffiti wall. And it's actually one of our signature pictures. And that entire wall, it transformed the entire home.
Yeah.
It was an open volume, double story house, and up the staircase, it was black, white, and gray, and blues, I think, and transformed that entire room. There wasn't even a lot required in terms of small decor items. It was minimalistic, but that wall feature... It has become one of our signature photos because of
He's
artwork.
Like the Banksy of the KZN, or probably the country. His decoration, if you like, is you're quite right. It's art on an epic scale. The
yes.
problem is you can't really take it with you, and you can't. It, you know, it might be an investment, but it's not going to appreciate
well,
because you can't
investment,
sell it.
Or you can, because if you have
a wall down.
No, it gives you resale value. So
well, only if the person that's going to buy it likes it. I've seen so many times, and we had a lovely mosaic done once of a black cat in a tree with a moon behind it. It was gorgeous, I thought. The people that bought the house painted over it because they didn't like it. Well, you know, there's no such thing as uniform taste. Everyone's different.
No, absolutely.
So it could well be a feature, but as long as you like it, that's really all that counts.
Exactly. And, you know, if you are wanting an investment, then you're going to get a picture that you can actually take with you. But the point is, I think, that there are so many options and so many different things we can go when it comes to decorating, from your couches, your cushions, glassware, lamps, you know, and even we've got some signature pieces on our online store with even our cutlery, you know, and our full circle service is working from the ground up, where we literally can offer you your knives and forks on your table. And that's what it's about. I think it's about small touches to a space.
And you can go as large as the client wants or as small as the client wants. You just want some advice, or you've got the professionals at hand,
exactly.
Or you want them
budget.
To do it all, and it's a turnkey operation. You've got the professionals at
absolutely.
Hand.
I think the most important part when it comes to this profession is that clients' wants and needs are first, and you can only do as much as the budget allows. So, you know, budget is, it's one of those first things, you know, one of the things you ask first is, okay, what is our budget? What are you wanting? Versus, you know, you can have champagne taste and beer money, but, you know, we want to equate and help that work for you, because then we're going to look at what furniture we can restore. We're going to look at what we can purchase. We're going to look at all the different options in terms of fabrics, in finishes. We make some compromises. But what we can also do is make a long-term plan,
yeah.
Because decorating, you know, once you've gone and built an entire home or you've bought a brand new house, you know, your costs are huge. And it's decorating is something that you can phase in. So you can put those major items in that you need, your appliances, the bed, the couch, a TV, for example. But we actually can work on a plan that says, okay, this is a phase in. So in 3 months' time, when the budget allows, we're now going to do the scatters. When the budget allows, we're now going to actually purchase that paint, that artwork that you want on the wall. You know, these are things that can get phased in, and not the luxury that our wealthy afford, you know, people who have the means and ways to do it, that it can literally walk into a house brand spanking new.
Well, I think that's really the point. Money well spent on professional advice, whether it's legal advice, financial advice, you don't want to go to medical advice, you don't want to go to Google and sort your problems out. So when it comes to design, and a serious design, don't go to your neighbors and friends and family, etc., if they're not qualified, like the team at Jossi. They are the professionals. Get the best. Paula Martini is in, and she's available. How do people reach you?
They are welcome to visit us at www.jossi.co.za or at Jossi Design on Facebook and Instagram, and they're welcome to email us at sales@jossi.co.za.
And just like that, you've got yourself the dream. Jossi Designs. Paula Martini, thank you for joining us again on The Morning Show.
Thank you, Dave. It's been an absolute pleasure. I've thoroughly enjoyed the last 4 weeks.
Well, we hope we can continue in some other space when you find something new and exciting to bring to the attention.
Always.
The world of life and style.
We're not changing people's homes.
The time now, just on 7:45, and here is Paper Lace. Oh, retro classic. Like a good piece of design.